Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we have part two of a two-part conversation with new Pella Police Chief Shane McSheehy. He's being sworn in at tonight's Pella City Council meeting. This is your first chief job. You have been, as you said, in police leadership for a long time, but the first time you're the head honcho, so to speak. So, you know, what are the things that either from a personal standpoint or a professional standpoint you're trying to accomplish as you take this new challenge on of leading a police department?
Yeah. So my focus every day is going to be the men and women of the agency, both sworn and non-sworn. I think it's very important to understand what their professional goals are and look out for their personal well-being. And then to really focus on, again, that community relationship. I think it's very, very important for the community to know what's going on with their police department. And I also think it's very important for our men and women of this agency to understand what their role is. And that role is they are a servant to the public. And that's my role. And I think that that's going to be one of my main focuses for sure.
Well, and what experience, if any, do you pull from Eustis? You described it to me before we open up the microphone. It's not a community far different from Pella, about similar size, but kind of a different world between larger metropolitan areas, you know. But what are the things that you hope to pull from those experiences and all the great times you had in 25 years of law enforcement and try to bring that here to this community?
You know, it's just going to be pulling from the diverse things that I've had experience with. You know, Eustis had about 23,000 folks, maybe as much as 26, 27,000 in season. We had some folks who would come and visit during the summertime. And, you know, our staff was a little bit larger. So we had 41 sworn and we had a total of about 62 altogether. So it is learning how to do those same things with obviously a little less staff. But I look at it as a wonderful challenge and trying to figure out, you know, who is going to be in a role doing what and how that best serves not only the agency, but the citizens. And I think it's going to be a fun challenge.
Well, in 2 weeks, you've already met quite a few families, and I'm sure that's going to be a large part of your job over the next weeks and months and so on. You know, as people come to the community, what are the things you hope to learn about the residents here, the kinds of questions you'll probably be asking if you see someone at the grocery store or at the Pella football game or whatever it might be?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I always want to know what the concerns are. And, you know, quality of life issues are often very small. And they become the biggest concern of our citizens, and that doesn't change wherever you go. And so, you know, when I ask somebody how they're doing, I really want to know. It's not just a casual conversation piece. And so, as I get around the community, you know, I just want people to know that I'm approachable, and that I am ready, willing, and able to see what their concerns are, or if they don't have any, just to say hi and to have a wonderful conversation.
Well, and if they do have questions, I know you'll be setting up your email soon and all those other things. If people want to know about you, what are the best ways that they can, if they see you out and about in the community, if they happen to have a concern that may raise to the level of needing you as a police chief, you know, what are the ways that you hope to be accessible back to the public?
Well, a couple different ways. I plan to, first of all, I will be announcing soon the public meet and greet, and that hopefully will happen within the next week or so, and we'll let you know when that is so that everybody can be invited. But, you know, the normal channels of email and phone numbers, of course, but what I hope to establish is a fairly routine engagement with the public, either coffee with a cop or some similar format where you can get out and meet not only the police chief but your other officers during these community events that I would like to bring in fairly routinely, whether that's once every 2 weeks, once a month, and really give an opportunity, an ongoing opportunity for people to engage with not only myself, but the officers that serve the citizens of Pella.
When you bring that up, and I think that was a goal of your predecessor and over the last 6 to 7 years has been that. And I'm guessing that's something it seems like you really value, especially in a town this size. Is crime fighting is a part of the job, that's for sure. But I'm guessing for you, it seems to have that relationship and that ongoing growth between police department and community.
Yeah, and that's so very important because, you know, we depend on the public. We can't do our job without the citizens. And it's you know, there's so many pieces of the puzzle that have to come together to work, and having that collaboration with the public and you know, quite honestly, the other departments within the city as well. You know, it's everybody working together to solve whatever problem that comes down the pike. And the only way to do that is for everybody to work together. It's a pleasure to be here, and I can't wait to get out and meet everybody. It's going to take some time, so please bear with me. But in the meantime, I am accessible. And if you want to just stop in and say hi, that would be fantastic.
Once again, that was new Pella Police Chief Shay McSheehy. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.